So what have we got? We ready to go?
Yeah.
What have you got?
Not much.
What's...
I'm just having one of those days or weeks.
Now, I want to bring something up before
about
we start.
What?
Well, people say that I'm a bit abrasive to you, you know, I call you...
Who says this?
Well, someone said...
Who?
Why did I say you're as dumb as dog shit?
Well, who gives a fuck?
Well, that's they seem to, and they say, that's disrespectful, Don.
Shit.
And I say, well, because...
They haven't been in the locker room.
What? No.
They haven't been
in
the locker
room?
I'll
tell you why I said it. Are we starting? So I'm going to just say that to you, Don.
What's
and you
that?
Can. I'm going to say, people have been saying, why am I so rude to you?
There's other things in the world beside you.
Pardon?
There's other things in the world besides you.
No, but that. But I have to put it, people say, why do you say that about him? Isn't he your friend?
So
I
when
said,
is the first time you started worrying about people? And what people think.
I'm going to justify why I said, if you remember, I said sometimes dog feces turns white, and I said, and I've noticed you remind me of that sometimes because you are as dumb as dog shit. It's a throwaway line, Don.
Yes,
and the doctor said...
Doctor?
The doctor? If you ask who the doctor is again...
I really am struggling. Who is
well,
the doctor?
Well, every week I say...
Who is the doctor?
The doctor is your psychoanalyst from afar. Oh, please. This is
Ben.
Why...
Who?
Ben.
Dr. Ben.
Mm. Oh, Jesus, he's still around?
Don, please. Don.
Well...
He is a star.
Is he?
Play the music, Rocket.
We don't have it. You've got to do it. Ready?
Oh, Don, this
we've
is...
We've got new music.
No,
we don't have any music.
We've got...
Why?
We've had a power outage. We've had a power outage on our computer, and we've had to send it away. And
right.
So we can't record anything, and we can't do any phone interviews or anything. So I've got to do it.
Right,
so I'm starting now, yeah.
All right, go.
You cannot be serious! Dun 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 dun. Well, it's all right and we're looking good. I'm going to write back to where we started from. Welcome, Don. Don, welcome to you.
It would have been better had you been sniffing a little bit of shit before we started.
A big pun, Don?
A little bit of shit, you know, that white powder you... Up your nose.
Don, hello.
You would have got...
Prank call, don't know what
beg
you're talking
your
about.
Don.
Prank
oh,
call. I don't know what I... As if I've come down from the last
Don,
shower, you two.
Did you just say I would have been better if I'd been sniffing?
Snorting.
And then you said, don't tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. Did you just say that?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You
so I was just saying before I introduced the you know the show because we didn't have the music, people say to me, "Why am I so disrespectful to you, Don?" I've canvassed this to you before we came on air, and they say you're as dumb as dog shit. I say that's a throwaway line, Don, but you give me every reason. That's one of the reasons you've just given me. Then what is that about? I should have come on with sniffing some white powder.
Well, it would have sounded better. You would have been a little looser and
looser or
loose. You know, loose, unwire. You were very, you know,
what
would have sounded better had you been a little more relaxed and up. Do you think?
Well, that's what you're sort of implying.
Well, no, just relaxed. It would have come out better.
So the doctor.
I thought you were trying too hard.
Reaching.
Where, when? Just then?
Mm.
What, introducing the segment?
Mm. Yes.
Anyway. Episode 104, it's 2 years on air, you two.
What, today?
Yep.
And what's happened in
two years?
1 year.
A lot. Two years, 104. 104 weeks is 2 years.
That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Really, 2 years.
It's unbelievable you and I have lasted this long, Don.
Well,
because
there's been a couple of casualties on the way through. One defamation case. Shit,
two.
This is two.
One each way.
Oh, shit, it's cost me a bloody fortune. I'm getting nothing out of it. Oh, jeez, I hope you appreciate what I do.
Yeah, so just tell me, where's the money come from? What account
yeah,
you come out of at the minute from you? What have you reached
don't
into?
Don't worry about me. I've been...
I'm not worried.
Mortgage, don't you worry. I'll back up what... Don't start.
He's got money under the mattress.
So, Don, I'm going to just, for those people who say...
We've gone through a few. Where's Michael?
So we're on 4.9 million downloads. If we can get to 5 million this week, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That's 100,000, we're short.
Well, not quite.
So listen, I don't want... So I'm just...
5 million in 2 years. Geez, I remember the first episode, about
700
people. God, I remember going next door to my neighbours. You knew nothing about this, Jenna and Fergus. And they were telling me how it works.
Tell us how it works.
Well, I don't know how... Well, she's telling me about this. What do you call this thing, a podcast? So I had no idea. I thought, gee, 700 people, why would they listen to this? 700 people, 500 listened the first week, 2 years ago. Now we're up to, you say, 5 million, nearly 5 million.
And you don't know how it works, Don.
I'm now becoming more familiar, John.
So, Don, this is one of the reasons, just as a throwaway line, as a euphemism for you're not really sharp, is saying you're as dumb as dogs. Yeah. You are saying to me you don't know how coming and talking into a microphone about current affairs that go on from week to week, you don't know how that works.
Well, the whole of
you've
this
never brought any notes in that we use?
No. I'm really not into all this modern technology.
You don't need to be into modern technology to chat to me about current topical issues and be across most of them. You bring notes in that you never refer to, and when we finish and sign off, you say, "Oh, geez, I meant to mention that," and you never ever refer to them. You scribble shit down there and you never mention it. And I'm going to finish off the stuff. I'll tell you why I called you dumb as dog shit last week. Because you asked me, you said, in this woke world that we live in, how come the Dixie Chicks have had to rename themselves?
Yes,
I told you exactly, and then the Rocket chipped in because he looked it up on the Google machine, and he read out almost exactly what I said, and you said, "Oh, that makes it clearer." And I said, "Well, that's just what I told you." And you said, "Shut up." You said, "Shut up, I'm listening to the Rocket." And I said, "Don, you're as dumb..."
Seriously, mate, this went for 20 minutes last week. You're going to go about it again, are you?
I'm explaining why... I'm explaining why...
Asperger's.
He said this to me.
Aspergers.
No, but then I ran into... I had coffee with him Thursday morning last week. It was the first thing he said to me. "You and Don are full of shit." Then you're still going on about it.
No, I said, I'm explaining why I say that
Hugh
to you.
Dewey.
I'm explaining why some people say, "Why do I say that, Don?" So I could use a different term. Dumb as dog, she's just a throwaway line. Because I explained it exactly and you took no notice of it. Which you take no notice of most things I say.
Righto, that's the first 8 minutes.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to show you a photo of this.
I was going to bring up something.
Go ahead, Don. This is what I say, mate. Why am I left?
Last week we had a guest, and I didn't do any preparation, and her name is Georgie Crozier.
Oh, Don, please.
You interviewed her twice.
Yeah.
When?
And you rang her and interviewed her again.
Yeah, we heard you out the back. We did. We heard you out the back. She's
Hang on. I rang her and thanked her for coming on.
No, then
anyway, just let me go on, please. You brought up all this stuff about whether she was married, had children and all the rest of it. So, is it Wikipedia? I Googled her name. Anyway, I've got a couple of things. She is the type of person you need in Parliament.
She is in Parliament.
I understand, but on one side of the thing, you've got the Labor ministers. They're all what I call hipsters. Got a university degree, they've worked for the union or some other public enterprise, and then they finish up in politics. What life experiences would those people have? And they're the people...
Don.
Head of... What?
No, go on.
In her case...
You said all this last week.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, Don.
You did it after we spoke to her last week, because we did everything out of sequence.
So then when Rocket and I were in here just winding down and debriefing to see how it went, we could hear you out there jawboning to her. She's in Parliament. She hasn't got time to take your personal calls. I think you're half sort of trying to... I'm not sure what you're trying to do. And incidentally, how is everything going?
Out of all of...
I think you were captivated by her.
Shut up, will you?
Oh, sorry.
Because she was tall.
Tall. Yeah, that's what you said.
She was tall, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, you said, gee, you're amazing, you're tall. Yeah, and she well, said, I beg your pardon, Don? And you said,
well, have you,
you
ever
don't
sat down and had, I've been watching, there are a lot of tall women around nowadays. I sit down and have a coffee and just watch the world go by
do
on
you?
Occasions.
Doesn't the sound like you're watching the world.
What?
Doesn't sound like you're watching the world.
No, I'm watching the women go by as well women. As the men and the old. And a couple of interesting things have come out whilst I'm having coffee. The number of tall young ladies that are around, number one. They weren't around when I was young. They were all short
ass. Dwarfs.
They were. Well, how tall were your wives? Not very tall.
Stacked up end to end.
Yes. And the other thing that's interesting.
Not very tall.
Shut up. Oh. Is... Sorry, why do some women wear these tights?
A big pen dot?
Women wearing tights.
Don't, please.
Don't.
What do you mean don't?
It's just the dangerous territory.
It's not dangerous.
Why do women wear tights?
Yeah, some does, women
sort of
shouldn't wear
that?
Tights.
Some
they
women
go to the supermarket or down the street.
They're leggings.
Legging things. Why are they wearing them?
Because you're saying they're a little out of shape.
Why out of shape?
Well, but they mightn't care if they're out of shape, Don. Oh. They mightn't be narcissists like you.
Oh, boy.
Or vain.
Vain.
Yeah, vain. You familiar with the word vain?
Ooh. How they get into them. Some of them pour themselves into those leggings.
How they get into them?
They pour themselves.
Yeah,
it
you'd like to
job.
Get into. You'd like to get into
oh,
them.
Oh, I know. Thank you.
I'm always trying to find a vein.
So, Don, you're saying that women shouldn't wear tights because some of them just look a little
some of them don't look
like
good.
A condom full of like condoms full of walnuts.
When you go supermarket shopping next or sit down and have a coffee.
Don, this is so sexist, Don, please.
It's not sexist, it's a fact.
What's a fact that women look ordinary if they're overweight in leggings? That might be so, but
they
that's sexist.
They shouldn't dress.
He didn't say that.
He didn't say
oh, what did he say?
He didn't. Did you say overweight?
No.
No,
exactly.
No,
he
no,
was careful no. not to say it.
No, but that's what the inference is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
no, well... No.
So that's sexist, Don, and
it's
that's
not sexist.
Shapist.
You dressed according to whatever you.
Well, they mightn't worry about.
It's like
that.
The blokes in Leica on their bikes. You know those guys with the big, the roof
over
the tool
shocking.
Shed.
The bloke.
And then they sit
they
around drinking full cream
they've got
lattes.
Fat asses.
Yeah.
And they sit on those and
they got
and
the
their
plums
guts are hanging out, and they're
the,
in Leica.
And they got the plums and the snag to one side. Pulled up, almost up to where their belly button is. Old
shocking.
Bozos.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the bike seats up their fat ass.
Don, please.
I'm on the freeway dry. It's shocking. Some people have just got no idea, have they?
Anyhow, Don, so this is, I'm just finishing off on sometimes.
Is this general or sport?
Well, have we mentioned any sport yet? See, this is the problem, Don. This is why sometimes I say you're as...
I'm going to label this week's episodes general and sport. Simple, just for Don.
Why did you say that, Don? It's obviously we're just... I'm trying to explain, and this is... And if you interrupt again, Rocket, and say we discussed this last week, I'm trying to explain why sometimes you get me frustrated and I have to just say to you, Don, you're simple. You're eccentrically
you're
simple.
You say that every week.
Well, you're simple-minded, Don, sometimes.
Simple Don.
Simple Don. And someone said to me also, tell Don there's no tea in Wimbledon. And I said...
Isn't there?
What?
Isn't there? What is it?
Simpleton, Don. You confused it with Simpleton and Wimbledon.
I thought it was the Wimbledon Bears. You remember those little bears? Wimbledon. Were they Wimbledon?
Paddington.
Paddington.
Paddington Bears.
Paddington.
No, they were Wimbledon.
Paddington Bears, you moron. this is how we get into this. Don, I'm going to repeat again. I'm sorry, those who took offence. You are as dumb as dog shit. Seriously.
That's their ice hockey team, the Wimbledon Bears.
Yeah, you are a fucking... Seriously. Now, I want to show you this... The doctor reckons that you're having a lend of us. You're playing the Rocket and I on a break because no one could be that stupid. And I said, no, Don is genuinely stupid. He's a genuinely stupid man. And he said, oh, that's a bit rich. And I said, no. And I said, Doc. And we sent condolences to the doc because his father-in-law, Jody's father, Jody doesn't listen, so he will pass this on maybe. His father-in-law passed away and it upset him, and we sent him condolences, and we're doing it again. Now, I want to show you this picture here, Don.
This will be good for the
listeners. But I'm going to explain. Just tell me what you think that is. No. For people listening to this, it's a cane chair. And what do you think is on the?
It's stained.
Yeah. And what do you think that stain would be? Oh. That's dog piss. So I want to ask you this, Don, and you, Rocket. I know you got dogs. God knows where they piss. In my favourite coffee shop where I live, there are some wicker chairs, cane chairs like that that I'm showing you. And I'm walking about 20 metres behind this person who had a dog, and I watched it and I thought, surely this person is not going to let the dog lift its leg and piss on the cane chairs that we sit on. And sure enough, the dog pissed on it, and I was just too far back to go up and say to this person, "Fair dinkum, do you reckon you could take..." There was a little park, a little stone, pebble stone thing with a tree in it. Surely you could pull the dog over to the little pebble stoned area and let it piss on the tree.
The dog wouldn't tell you when it wanted to urinate.
No, the dog can't speak, Don. Exactly. But the woman would have a fair idea when it sniffs and it circles round and lifts its leg up to have a piss on the chair.
Why do you think the dogs have a leak on the chair? Have you ever thought of why?
Yeah, because other dogs do.
No,
and it smells
they're
them.
They're marking their territory.
Well, but I of course...
If you take their balls off, they don't do that.
What's that, Rocket?
If you take their balls off, they don't do that.
Is that right? Is that right?
I might do that with you, Don. You've been spreading yourself around various territories lately. How is that going out in that area, that salubrious...
What are we talking about, dogs or...
Well, I got on about the dog. Could you believe, I don't care if it's marking its territory, that someone would let a dog piss on some outdoor furniture that everyone sits on when they have coffees? That is the height of ignorance.
Well, to me, the more important thing out of all of this is the fact that you just sat there and did nothing, yet you get up and attack those boys having fun on their skateboards that skate up and down the concourse in front of your building. You'll take them on, but you wouldn't take the lady on about a dog.
You obviously didn't listen. See, this is the problem, Don, I have with you. You didn't listen to what I said. Did you not hear me say I was 20 metres behind her, and by the time I got up to where she was, she had taken the dog round the corner and gone?
Well, why wouldn't you chase her? You chase the boys on the skateboards.
Because I was towing, I don't know why I'm explaining this, I was towing a trolley that had some effects on it that I was moving from one residence I own into another residence that I've bought,
Why don't you paint a proper... I thought you were having a coffee.
I didn't say I was having a coffee. I did not say that, Don. See, this is the trouble with you. You don't listen to anything I said. I said it's a place where I go and have coffee, and I was 20 metres behind this person. I couldn't catch up to this person as the dog pissed on the cane chair that I often sit on. And I thought, how ignorant can you get? What is the difference between you, Don, if you want to have a piss, just pulling your pants down, having a piss on an electric light pole or on the side of a building? What's the difference? What's a matter of a dog pisses or you piss? You might as well have a crap and pick it up yourself in a basket,
in a bag.
Dogs just shit everywhere and people pick it up. Why don't you have a shit everywhere and pick it up? What's the difference? It's manners, Don. That's what it is. It's manners and breeding. Fair dinkum. The whole area where I live is just awash with urine. They piss on everything. And crap everywhere. You must know when a dog's going to have a piss or a crap. And it doesn't matter if it's marking its territory. It might want to mark its territory, but how about you not let it mark its territory, Don? Hello?
Have you ever thought about the river that you sit on, the Yarra River, how polluted it is? Because in Portugal... I read an article.
Why did he have to nod to you then to speak into the microphone? I watched him. He went, he nodded, saying, "Speak into the microphone."
In Portugal, they test the waters as they test the wastewater over here. Here they test it to see if there's any amphetamines or drugs, whatever, or the COVID virus, and they can isolate the area. Well, they're doing the same overseas. And in Portugal, can you believe this?
In Spain?
Portugal.
Oh.
the river was contaminated with amphetamines. So they did an experiment, caught the trout, put the trout into a clear tank of water, and do you know, for 4 days that trout went through withdrawal symptoms. Now, we're eating that stuff, so that means that the thing's full of drugs because of where it lives and what goes into the water, and the poor fish was drug-induced.
And this is a serious question, Don. How did they know it was having withdrawal symptoms?
Well, they watched it and observed it.
Symptoms.
And
goosebumps.
And
what, Don?
It was going through withdrawal symptoms.
What was it doing? Just cowering in the corner of the tank.
They observed and it was completely different after 4 days. It just goes to show how polluted our waterways are, doesn't it?
That's right, because people are ignorant, Don. They just.
And what happens to the... And then it takes me down. And what happens to the sewage that flows out into down where I live? What is it called? Out near the Rye Back Beach there.
Yeah.
You know, the sewer over.
What do they call it? The effluent.
What is it? Not Cape Shank. Oh, it's called something. Gunnamatta.
Yes.
It comes out down there.
Yes.
And flows out into Bass Strait.
Swimmers swim there undeterred during the summer.
Do they? Undeterred.
Yeah. So what's your point, Don?
Well, don't you think they could be doing something a little better to clean up our environment?
People?
The authorities. We'd put these people in charge.
It's litter. It's like people just litter things, just leave things on park benches when they've finished eating them. Wrappers and coffee mugs.
The whole thing.
Yeah, it's breeding. It's ignorance.
What's happening to all the face masks that we're all wearing now? What's happening to those things?
It's also antidepressants they're hooked on.
Who, the fish?
Yeah, I just found the article, yeah.
You found it?
Yeah. They're on Prozac. They're all hooked on Prozac as well. That's how many people are taking Prozac over there.
Yeah, an interesting, I thought this was interesting, Don, I was going to get in touch with you. If you were interested in the World Cup, were you?
No, you meant the European Cup.
Yeah, you meant the European Cup where Italy beat
England
on penalty shootout. And they were, I thought of you when this came up because they were selling tickets to go and watch it online in one of the big gaming venues here in Melbourne, and someone said this, and I thought of you immediately. Said this may be of interest to you, but this bloke was saying this generally, but I'm saying it to you now, Don. A friend of mine has two tickets to watch the final at Wembley on Sunday, which he paid $300 each for to go and be to a fine dining area and a luxury suite to watch the thing. And I thought of you, and he said. A final at Wembley, he paid $300, including accommodation, but he didn't realise that when he bought the tickets a month ago, that it was going to be the same day as his wedding. And he said, if you are interested, he is looking for someone to take his place, to buy. And he said, it's at the Burnley Registry office at 4 p.m. The bride's name is Deborah. I thought you might be interested in not buying the tickets. He was saying he's still going to watch the soccer, but would you like to marry Deborah? Would you like to take his place? And I thought of you immediately, Don, because how is everything going? I'm interested to know. I went out to dinner with you once to a friend's place in a salubrious area, and I'm wondering how that's going still. I'm not mentioning any names, and I never would, Don. My word is my bond. How is everything going with you, Don? I only ask that because you were struck with the politician that came in here last week, and I thought, surely you're not two timing people. Don, how are you going with the... Do you have any interest in the politician? Crickets.
We haven't got that board anymore.
Well, go on, bring your subject up, Don. Bring a subject
up. Well, anyway, as a result of me Googling the politician, it was a good way to come in.
Georgie Crozier. Better known as stalking.
Segway.
Did you realise that 12 months ago, and I'm just... Do you know how you start to get a set against somebody and... They finish up, they can't do anything right.
Yeah.
It's happening with our Premier of Victoria.
Yes, what's happened?
Well, last December, November, he announced the Victorian... They're very good. And talking about spin, I'm going to bring this up too, because there's a little article in the front of the Australian Day about spin, which our government's using, state government's using. He came out and said there's going to be 43,000 jobs over the next 4 years because they're going to get stuck into public housing, increased public housing.
Yes.
They're going to spend $5.3 billion. This is all good stuff and all airy-fairy. There's going to be over 12,000 homes built over 4 years. This is public housing.
Yep.
For the, and he said there'll be 1,000 homes for the Indigenous, 1,000 homes for those suffering domestic violence. Mm. There'll be 2,000 homes set aside for those suffering from mental health.
This is massaging the electorate to make them feel then good you start, about then you start, re-electing him.
That's right. Then you start to dwell. Delve into it, and Georgie Crozier got up, and her electorate is—that's we had on last week. Her electorate is kind of inner Melbourne, southern Melbourne. But she said something in a Wikipedia, in one of those things about South Camberwell, where I used to live, Hawthorne, and there
you
is.
You used to live there.
Just shut up, will you? And what what they're doing, proposing the state government. There's the down Auburn Road, getting towards Toorak Road, the end of Toorak Road. There, it was the state,
overseas,
the
John.
State technical teachers training college or whatever it
the
is. And behind it, will you shut up? Welfare homes. I used to drive a lady out called Thelma, who used to follow me to the field. So I know it intimately. Now they're going to knock all these buildings down. They're going to put in six towers. Now, what is the difference between the six towers and what we have already in Flemington, Collingwood, Prahran, whatever else? 500 people. They're making provision for 500 people to live there. Now, the state...
Is Thelma one of them?
Just hang on. What? Thelma passed away, and sadly, she's in a grave out at Warrandyte Cemetery. She was a ward of the state. Don't make fun of that.
I'm not making fun of it, no. Don. You've jumped around from...
Okay, well, anyway, Thelma passed away and she was a ward of the state.
Condolences
and she's
to Thelma.
She's buried out at Warrandyte Cemetery. But anyway, this state government, they don't have to go to local council to get approval as far as building is concerned. You can't go to VCAT to protest. They can just go in and do whatever they want. Yes. Now, I was talking to a friend who was mayor and a councillor up at Benalla. Now, they're doing the same in the regional areas. And she said, yes, the public housing needs to be upgraded. But what they're doing, and again, they're just going to come in and do it without consulting the council. And they're going to put two homes or units on one block of land, which is normally you can't do. And they don't want to pay local rates. Now, up there, it's about $400,000 a year. Now, that's huge in a regional area.
$400,000?
In rates. Now, the council's got to make up. No, this is in a small regional area. So where do they go and get the money, the shortfall of $400,000? They've
China.
Got to go. Yeah, they've got to get. No, the local council has got to go and hit the residents. And the same thing's going to happen in Camberwell, but they can make it up through car fines and all the rest of it. But this government is just running and just treating us as fools. Because eventually we have got to pay for everything that they do. But they give you the spin. Oh, you look at it, 40,000 jobs over 4 years, $5.3 billion. Where's the $5.3 billion coming from? And there's going to be another 12,000 homes. Why don't they start to decentralise? And then you read in the Australian, the front page of the Australian.
It's on a roll.
I am on a roll because it's giving me the shits and you feel like you want to stand.
You're sort of
council.
On a roll, Don, if we can just join
and
the dots
and this bloke,
from what
his
you're
name is
about.
Armitage. John Armitage, who was handed a $1.1 million taxpayer-funded contract by the Victorian Premier's Department advising political client to antagonise opponents because it renders rivals angrier and less coherent. So he's giving them advice on how to project themselves. Yes. And that didn't even go to tender.
Spin.
So how's it? A spin doctor. Well done.
Yes.
A spin doctor.
Yeah.
Now, why do you need spin doctors? If your policies are any good, they stack up and we...
Because they're corrupt.
You are right on the money, my friend.
Can we go back a step?
What? Yeah, go.
You said it makes you want to stand.
Yes. I felt like... And I thought, even if you don't get in...
You're not announcing
it. Will you shut up? I was just thinking, if you don't even get in... At least you'd raise a few issues and maybe people might...
Now, Don, this is not... You're not announcing a camp.
I'm not announcing anything. I'm just saying it really is frustrating. Why doesn't stuff
we'll be behind
like
you, Don.
We get a little bit of this on the front page of The Australian. Again, it's just like that... What is it called? United Security up in Sydney. I wonder where the money went to for that. That was millions of dollars.
Don.
What?
Can you please run?
For what?
We're going to
local council start with.
Yeah.
And the other thing that bloody shits me too.
All right, Don.
I'm on a roll here. Remember last year?
An incoherent roll.
I'm just wondering because it's all conspiracy theories. I was being influenced by his lordship over here with conspiracy theories, and they bought in races last. This is under sport. I'll bring it up under sport about non-use of the whip in horse racing.
The whip now.
In horse racing.
I can tell you what, this has been...
I'll bring it up under sport.
There's a bit of controversy in your world of equestrian too at the moment.
Yeah, there is.
Controversy.
Yes. What do you want? That?
Controversy.
Is that a problem?
Yeah.
Why? You ask and I'll tell.
Just about some allegations. There's a court hearing going on at the moment.
About what?
About a bloke and a girl and...
Yeah, it was supposed to be in July. You're talking about the rape charge?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's supposed to come up in July.
It's up now.
Yeah, we're in July. Well, yes. Yeah.
It's in court now.
It's right in court right now. Yeah,
I read about it yesterday now.
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to people reading the news and they say he contributed to the problem?
Contributed?
Yeah, they contributed.
Contributed?
No, it's contributed. People just have no idea how to speak, Don.
Oh, here he goes.
Not like us. You got no idea how to speak. You're dyslexic.
I realise.
Yeah, you are the classic case, the master of spoonerisms.
That's your response to what he just spoke for 10 minutes, and that's your response.
Yeah, it was the most disjointed rambling. It was nice stuff, Don, but it was all disjointed. We had to join the dots to work out where you're coming from. Is that you're going to stand for Parliament
as an independent, Don?
Independent. That's where you're going to...
Yeah, I really haven't got much faith in either party. My leanings...
Independent,
Don. Shut up, will you? Fucking give me the shits. You really got a toy with it. You're like your grandfather, my grandfather, father, Labor orientated. I was in the Players
Oriented.
Association. Well, yes.
Oriented.
Involved in the Players Association when I... But I don't... I don't subscribe to a lot of the Labor things either. I think we've got to start and get on a little bit better as a community. Beg your pardon?
Keep the bastards honest.
Well, that was Don Chip.
Yeah.
I was actually asked to stand for that when I finished playing footy. What were they called? What were they called? Don Chip's party.
Democrats, weren't they?
Democrats, right.
There's another name before them, weren't they?
Liberal Democrats.
Something like that.
Yeah, Don Chip, keep the bastards honest. It's very, very good.
Well, you could take over his namesake, Don. You could be Independent Don. Don the Do-Gooder.
Unfortunately, we're conditioned, aren't we? You're either Labor or Liberal.
Independon.
We could think up slogans for you.
Yeah, but why
do
are we
it with Don.
Yeah, but hang on. Well, why are we conditioned to
keep
think
it simple,
Labor
Don.
Or Liberal? Jeez, you idiots, I'm trying to have some...
No, Don!
I've got an idiot from Braybrook and something from bloody Ocean Grove. Oh, no, Point Lonsdale.
Don, we're with you, Don. We're gonna get on this bus together. I'll drive a bus around Victoria.
I don't want you anywhere near me.
Why not?
You do the campaign no good at all.
That's bullshit, Don. The Rocket and I will. He can do media
drive the bus.
Media announcements. I can drive the bus, and we can pull up, and you can. I can set up a little stand, and you can get out, and you say, "I say, the representative for
a candidate.
Don Scott is here, and you can get out, and you say, "Hello, everybody, welcome." and they'd all flock to hear you speak shit like you've spoken here today for half an hour. But you'd bamboozle them.
Why wouldn't you have a go? You were going to have a go at the Lord Mayor's job.
Until he worked out it was a lot of work.
No, that's absolute nonsense.
How do you think our friend Sally Capp's going in that job?
His offer.
I'll just hand you over to ask any question to me in the rocket.
Well,
I'll answer for
you. You're about to finagle about some long-winded bullshit answer. Your offer.
I'm finding her a little bit confusing. Here she is saying about how they're trying to get local small businesses up and going in the CBD, yet they want to put a drug area, thing right in the centre of town. Isn't that going to reduce the ambience of the place? Shouldn't they get this drug thing? I wouldn't even
hospitals.
I wouldn't even have a drug centre. If you make a decision in life and you want to do drugs, that's your problem. Why should we look after you?
I went off for a little when she announced that she was going to give $1 million to a New Zealand sculptor to make a kangaroo out of coat hangers.
Do you want me to remind you why you went off her? Which is weird, but I know. But no, you went off her when she attended the rally on Australia Day. What's it called?
That was a contradiction.
Invasion Day rally. That's
right. Yeah, that was a real... Yet the Anzacs couldn't march. Is that
that's
the one?
That's exactly right, Don, because can we get everyone is so shit scared to not push back on crap like this.
Yeah, I do. I reckon she would come back on.
Okay, let's get her back and we'll ask her.
Righto.
I don't think she'd come back on.
Yes, well, she would.
Would she?
Yep.
Well, she's a friend of Michael's. Can you?
And Sam's. She likes Sam now.
Does she?
Because he endorsed her before the last election.
Oh, yeah, I endorsed her.
His vote.
He said that she's doing a good job, so there was no need for him to come in and save us.
But I had very good, sensible planks to my platform.
I know you did. You should have done it.
Yeah, and the Rocket says, said there was too much work.
No what difference between you and Barnaby Joyce.
What?
Mate, you have enough trouble now paying your Telstra bill. How would you go running a city?
But Rocket, you make a good point. I have a lot of trouble paying a lot of bills, but you delegate. That's how you have an office staff, and they can say, look,
what
the RACV...
What time are we
going to
be there? What do you mean? What am I going to be there at that time? What do you mean?
That's right.
He could be the Daniel Andrews of local government, this bloke over here.
You've seen the President of the United States run that country? They've got to tell Biden him where the microphone is. That's the microphone there, Joe.
Oh, is it?
Who's senile and... seriously, what about those two clowns running that country? That stupid woman...
Don't be rude.
That stupid woman...
Don't be rude.
But don't worry, we're cutting them both. That stupid man who is... He's got dementia and is senile.
Okay, but you should be criticising the people that put him up.
I'm doing that indirectly, Don.
Stop doing it.
What?
Because this is different. It's really making a lot of noise.
What's making it?
This dodgy board we've got now, when you're banging the table.
Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are the two of the most unimpressive, unworthy people ever to do anything. Fuck. They couldn't run a chook raffle. They're frauds. They're hoaxes. They are imposters and charlatans.
You know we're not listening to you.
Are we off?
Well, we're not listening to you.
Well, you never do. This is why I say, Don, when I mention things about the Dixie Chicks and I say exactly how they got their name, and you say, no, I'm listening to the Rocket. He's reading it out. And he read out exactly what I said.
Seriously, let it go.
Andrew Rule, I read his article in the...
on iCook.
Sunday Herald Sun.
Very good.
On iCook.
I texted him.
Good. And
well done,
he
Andrew.
Said a little footnote to be continued.
Well, let's
the thing
hope.
That came out, and he brought it up, and I did think about it. I'm glad
did he respond to your text?
He did.
Oh.
He did.
What about... Does everybody respond to your text?
Oh, gee whiz, Don.
Hang on. I thought we were on the bloody Sunday Press, and we've gone off onto
well,
your
go ahead.
Bloody,
no, we're
we'll
listening.
Bring up about your text in a minute.
Okay,
but
Don.
Andrew brought up a point which is very, very wrong. Andrew Rule, how long is this going to take before it bears some type of fruit?
That's what go on about.
No. Well, we haven't. He's the first, and I've thought about it, but haven't brought it up. I thought there might have been a process But this is starting to drag on.
Now, we do that every week.
Hang on. The longer it drags on, you ask a few questions. Now, Shane Patton was the first one to come out on a Friday and announce a police investigation. Has he... Now, here we go. I'm influenced by Rod because of his conspiracy theories. Now, has Shane Patton been nobbled by the president? Not the president. what's his name? The bloody premier? What are you shaking your head for?
I don't think so. I think it's going ahead. I think it's
well,
all
how
happening.
Long is it going to take
it's only,
before
it's
they
only
can
been
start?
About a month.
Beg your pardon?
It's only been about a month.
Well, what about the government inquiry that Georgie Crozier said that was going to happen? Don? How long is that going to take?
I told us that last week.
How long?
Every time
you ring her again.
Oh, I'm not going to ring her.
Every time we speak about iCook Foods on a weekly basis, we say, is this going anywhere? We say this every week, Don. How long will this... They're going to try and...
This will bring the government down. Oh, that's why I reckon they're stalling it and shoving it.
And it's going to cost the
But the other thing they really should be looking at is that other thing called community
chef.
That is the biggest... That's as big a scandal as iCook Foods. If not well, bigger, because it's taxpayers' money. Taxpayers' money has gone into that community chef. And where's all it gone?
They're inextricably entwined.
Yeah, one in the same
Nobody's
thing.
Mentioned community chef.
Oh,
we might mention it, but the media out there don't bring it to the attention of the general
we're
public
mentioning
and
it.
The electors.
So it's in the Herald Sun a lot.
What is?
This iCook Foods thing.
A lot.
Yeah, I think Mark Butler, he's been all over it.
Good.
So who else do you want?
Oh. Andrew Rule's over it.
Good.
We're over it, good. But no, and we're just small
it's
fish.
It's happening. It's
we're
happening.
Small fish.
Water, Christmas water, is coming too.
Water always finds its level, Don.
No, not in this case. You've got the wrong thing here. What do you call those? Analogies?
It's an analogy, yeah.
Yeah, you've got the wrong one. Water follows. You're talking about people and whatever else.
Water finds its lowest point. What are you going to say?
No, it's only, he said.
What are you saying about water?
Finds its level.
Finds its own level.
Yep. That'll be its lowest point due to gravity, Don.
What he means is people associate with the same time.
Anyhow, I've been pretty nervous all week.
What about... Oh, hang on.
Pretty
Can
nervous.
Can I ask you something?
Oh, no, please, Don. Go ahead.
Did you get a text from our mate? Your mate? No, no, not your mate.
I was just going to say, Don, that's why I've been nervous. I've been nervous. My very, very good friend. Now people ask, I'm talking about who? What can I say? Can I mention who I'm talking about, Rocket?
Of course
I'm talking
you can.
About Gil McLaughlin.
Since when do you listen to me?
Well, I just thought I shouldn't announce private conversations, but I'll. Oh.
That's you never held time. You back in the past. Jeez.
No, but anyhow, my very good friend who rang me...
Rang?
Well, he rang me. You know he rang me. And
at
he,
the oh, beginning, initially.
This is how it started. He offered condolences about the passing the day before we interviewed...
Michael Warner.
Michael Warner.
Is that book still going well? It was number one a couple of weeks ago. It's walking out. Anyway, keep going.
Oh, no, will I keep going? Yeah. You keep interrupting
anyhow. You bring up so many... You're an interesting conversation because there's so many aspects to your conversation with you.
Oh, what, like the last rambling fucking parable you gave us about someone being buried and you went out with someone and then someone else was... So my very as people ask have asked stop me in the street and say, how well do you know Gil McLaughlin? Is he a friend? Because he said he was a friend of mine, and I said he is a friend of mine. And I thought back, I think I've met Gil once 3 years ago. But the friends can be close friends with people even if you don't speak to them or have never met them.
At the polo?
What, Don?
At the polo.
No, I've never been to the polo and met Gil. But I have...
You must have met him a million times.
I've met him... I think I brushed past him once and he said, hello. And I said, g'day. And I remember speaking to him. We had a conversation about what was his favourite film. Can I mention this? This is... His favourite film is a film thing called Whiplash. Don, it's not what you
no,
think...
No, this can't be true. You must have met him a million times the footy show days.
No, I've met him once. But... We are close.
Whiplash, is that with that Australian film?
No, it's about a drummer.
Very good film.
It's a very good film. Gil and I were at one about it. We chatted.
What's your favourite film?
Oh, gee. Dumbo goes to Vegas. Now, Don.
Have you seen Rain Man, Don? And you know how Dustin Hoffman, he reads out the signs in the car? He goes, you want it? You got it. You know, that's you.
Yeah. So, anyhow, we were discussing Whiplash. And so he reached out and he said, we'll have coffee. And I thought, well, I'll be delighted to have coffee. There's a number of topics I'd like. And I reckon, because I got a text from him last week again, and he said, now, look, I'm...
Last week.
And all weekend.
When did you get the text?
I got it at 12:30 in the morning.
What? Oh, no, come on, please. Did you wake up, or did the text wake you at 12:30 in the morning?
The phone went ding.
Oh, it at 12:30 in the morning.
Well, the phone doesn't know what time it is. It just went ding.
What day was this?
This was last Thursday, I believe.
It might have Thursday, been Friday morning at 12:30, you get a text from the...
Chief Executive Officer of the biggest sporting organisation in Australia, who is a close and dear friend of mine, because I know that because he said he was, and I've backed him up on that. And he said, "I'm in Adelaide for the foot. I don't want to just
give out
private information."
In
he was over at the football, and he said, "When he comes back, he said we should. These are my words. Hook up, we should have a chat." And so you can imagine how nervous I was going to speak to the Chief Executive Officer of the AFL, because we had discussed on the podcast that I might be in for the job that Stephen Hawking has vacated. And I thought maybe he wants to have a coffee and just see if I've got anything to offer after Rod probed and interviewed me about my qualifications. And I thought maybe someone's told
okay,
him.
So did you reply to the text?
Well, so Don, I waited for a day. 2 days.
Did he give you a time?
3 days.
No, hang on. Just Leo.
Did he tell you when he wanted to catch up?
Yes. He said he wanted to catch up that afternoon.
Friday afternoon. So you got the text 12 o'clock Adelaide time, 12:30 our time. At Friday afternoon, he'd like to catch up for coffee.
Yes. He said, what about we chat? And I said, I didn't reply, of course, because I just assumed he would... When he got back, because he's a very, very busy man.
You should have replied. That's number one mistake.
He was said he will hook up. Very busy man he is, and I put everything I had on hold. I shuffled everything to the side.
You're Jake. You're a busy man.
Ladies, close out.
Oh, jeez.
What is it?
Laid your clothes out.
I thought maybe he would summons me to headquarters and therefore I would go in some respectable garb.
Yes.
And maybe just a Fletcher tie. Jones trouser or a brogue shoe.
Yeah, bro. Well
or
done.
Possibly a narrow Radnor tie with collar and tie bar. Yeah. And because I've never worn those. I've had them hanging in my closet, but I never wear them because I'm a casual man, Don.
Yeah, I understand. Shorts and long socks.
That's right. And I thought, well, I might dress up.
Short
and
socks.
Put maybe a...
anyway, just...
Emilio Zegner.
We're not interested in you. I want to know what happened. So you've had the coffee or have you caught it?
No,
why not?
So, well, I'm telling you why not. So jeez. I waited. I waited for Friday to come and go. And I thought, well, I won't do it. I usually play golf on Saturday. I said, no. I was rang up and they said, do you want to play golf? I said, no, mate. I cannot play golf. I'm on standby to have coffee with my very dear and close friend. And so I waited. And at the end of the day, the bloke said who asked me to play golf, he said... how did the meeting go? I said, no, I haven't. He said, well, we're playing on Sunday again. I said, I cannot play on the weekend. I'm having a clean sheet waiting for...
Hang on, but didn't you think to maybe send him a text?
Well, of course I did. After a while, I thought, well, no, maybe it slipped his mind because he's busy. And I know he's a friend of mine, but he's busy. And I did text him and I said...
Did you text him? Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, no, about Sunday or Monday. And I won't, because I don't like to divulge private conversations I have with people that I said, I was, this is my words, I was a bit querulous, Don. Querulous means I was querying. I was a bit querulous as to when the coffee would take place. Did I have to
he's
be on standby for a
haven't
week?
Haven't you worked it out? He's given you the arse.
Do you reckon?
Oh,
now, there you are, Don. So there's a,
hang on, finish what you're saying. What did you say? Hang on, what happened?
I was querulous as to, I sent him a text saying, I was just wondering, did he actually want to meet me for coffee or was he, I didn't say, I was wondering if he's just playing the game or, and I thought, no, because when friends don't do that, Don. And I thought, well, I'd like to meet up with him. And as, I don't know what time it is now, but as it's a Wednesday, that's it's a week after, it's 6 days after he said that he probably would catch up the next day. And I can understand that because you said that he was over in Adelaide and I would have thought he would have been at the Shane Burgoyne celebrations for...
Sean.
No, that was the previous weekend.
Sean Burgoyne.
That was the previous weekend. What are you laughing for?
Shane. I got way laid because that made me think of that bloke.
Yeah, so what are you talking about, the Shane? He didn't front.
Sean.
Sure, he didn't front.
Probably because he had the wrong
name.
Did
you know there wasn't an AFL person? Here they are making a big thing of this, the first Indigenous player to play 400 games.
Yep.
Do you know that there was not one he fronted?
Who?
I reckon somebody's got on the front. I think somebody's got on the phone and he's rocked up at half time to the Hawthorn game, sat between David Parkin and Jeff Kennett. But he wasn't there for the official luncheon.
So you don't think they're sincere about the Indigenous?
Well, there was nobody, even the lady, who's
game
the lady who looks
holder.
After Indigenous affairs at the AFL?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever her name is, she wasn't there.
Bridie?
No.
No. What's her name?
No, remember. She's on the Collingwood committee, that lady, Bride.
Oh.
And she nobody was represented, yet I think somebody's got on the phone straight after Mr. Kennett's spoken and said, hey, nothing here, but then he rocks up at half time.
Yeah.
Hang on, did Kennett say something about no one being there?
I think so. I haven't got somebody just kind of made.
Well, it's amazing because a little man who was taking the Windmark case, a little man who was he rang him from his office.
Who? Leon Swire.
Is that him?
He was representing.
See, a little man.
A man.
Little man, he is.
A man? No, he's not.
He's a little man.
No, he's not.
He's getting bigger than
physically,
big.
Or
anyway, listen,
worldly.
Leon.
Anyhow,
it's all interconnected, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he was vitally interested in that case, but probably not vitally interested to go and watch Sean Burgoyne break the record for Indigenous players. Don, it's a sort of it seems to be a contradiction in terms. Really.
Do you think Leon Swire is going to fix the case at Collingwood? Did you see his name's been mentioned as a media?
Mr. Fix It.
Is that who he
Mixed
is?
Mr. Fix It. Don. Mr.
He's getting a very high profile, isn't he? I wonder if
does he deserve
Justin
it?
Quill. Justin Quill will be jealous because he might be coming after Justin Quill's high profile.
Oh.
You know Justin Quill?
Of course we do.
Yeah, we know him.
There's the.
Anyhow, so I haven't heard...
He's now an author. Not an author, he's a columnist, Justin.
I haven't heard back for anyhow, so...
He's writing in this Herald Sun.
I'm seeking counsel from you two.
About what?
Should I do about it? Should I just think that probably we're not going to have coffee?
Nothing. Leave it. Just
crickets?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I had a coffee with his brother last week.
Why didn't you say something then?
We
were talking about Toro Motormowers, if you really want to know, at the Balnarring Coffee Shop.
Riveting.
Hamish and yours truly, and we went for half an hour and more, and he showed me his lawn, and I finished up. I've got a Toro on trial with my neighbour.
Sometimes it's people who no
Hamish
one imagines
put me onto a Toro motor. You wouldn't believe
things
that
no one can imagine.
What's that?
Isn't that a good line?
What?
Do you think this is good about someone who says they're not worth much or they are different? And the response was, sometimes it's people who no one imagines anything of that do things that no one can imagine. Don't you think that's
can you dissect that for me?
Clever?
No, please. I just went straight over my head. I'm not interested
in that. That came out of the Imitation Game, the person who deciphered the Enigma Code.
Good film.
A homosexual man, yes.
Very, very good.
A homosexual man who committed suicide after
breaking
the code.
Very well acted, very well acted, and I had great not empathy, but sympathy for that man.
You wouldn't have had empathy. He was a homosexual, Donald.
I know he was, and he was really troubled, and that was the way back in society was.
No, it was considered a criminal offence.
It was.
And he committed suicide as a result of it, and he was sitting opposite a woman, and the woman said, do you know, if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't have got the train in here, because there'd be no train, because it would have been bombed by the Germans. And he said, I'm different, and it's just I'm just different, I'm sorry. He apologised, and she said, sometimes it's people who no one imagines anything of that do things that no one can imagine. I thought, that's a wonderful line, Don, isn't it? And it brought a tear to his eye.
What about your eye?
They don't work anymore.
No, what?
Why, because he's had the surgery?
Facelift.
Do they pull the ducks pretty hard, the tear ducks, do they?
The ducks. So yeah, all the ducks in a row.
So you don't cry anymore.
Warwick Capper's favourite line is, when I cry, the tears run down my back, because I've had them pulled back so far.
Who, Capper has or you?
Warwick's had a little.
Has he?
Yeah, Warwick's had a lot.
Really?
Yeah, he's had collagen put into his cheeks.
Really?
Of his face.
Why?
Why? Because he thinks he's Ric Flair. Remember Ric Flair,
the wrestler?
Yeah, he's a Ric Flair, Warwick. Have you ever been to a sports night with Warwick?
He's got hair like Rick James.
Eh?
He's got hair like Rick James.
Who's Rick James?
There's another commentator Super I look freak. At. He's got me a little fascinated, like Harry Beitzel when he had his hair plugs put in when he was on the ABC. I used to be fascinated by that, to watch
Anyhow.
Week after week. But there's one commentator that's quite prominent calling the football. I think he's having a bit of work done too.
Face-wise?
Yeah.
Who?
Who? Yeah, come on.
You have a look. Well, who does the football?
Well, there's about three stations.
With Channel 7, that's it. I haven't got Foxtel.
Well, how do we know that?
Okay. Go and have a think. Have a look at
it. Let's see. Well, hang on. I don't know. I'm going to go through them. Who does the football? Brian Taylor does it.
BT.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying this is who does it. Brian Taylor, James Brayshaw.
JV.
Don't repeat the initials every time. I have no idea.
They just happen to have initials as their name. All right.
I'm trying to.
It's less than 40 people. You've got to say it.
No, the people who are on air.
Yeah.
There's Brian. There's James. Who else calls the football?
Cameron Ling.
Cameron Ling.
Is he doing it? I'm asking the question.
I have no idea, Don. Who do you think is?
I'm not there. No, I'm not going to say. I'm just watching. I'm like I watched Harry Bites' hair grow.
Matthew Richardson. Who does? Does Dermot do it? Dermot's on Fox, isn't he?
Dermot's never had any work done.
What?
No, but Dermot's on Fox. Who are the other people on there?
Hodgie. Luke Hodge.
Luke had work done, do you think?
No.
Lethal.
I'm not saying any. I'm just watching. Like
he
I said
to you.
He had
his choppers done.
So there's JB.
I'm just watching and observing.
Well, give us your observation.
No, I'm not going to come out... Yet.
Give us the initials.
I'm not coming out yet.
You're not coming out yet.
Well, with regard to who I think it is. Hey, there's someone else I've got to talk to you about off air too.
Who?
In what respect?
Anyway, we're going to talk off air.
That closet.
Oh, jeez.
Now, have you been speaking to Rex, have you? Rex is... this is not sport, is it?
No, this is media.
This is media. Rex...
Hey, listen, we've been going too long.
Rex yeah. left...
Wind it up, please.
Rex has cut his ties with 3AW. He apparently went on a bit of a rant. I asked Rex, would he like to come in here today and give his... Not that he has to give his side or version. He might like to just square away why he has left 3AW. Don, he came down and saw you, didn't he?
He did.
How did that go? Don, how did that go? Two of the weirdest people I've ever met, you and Rex.
He plays me...
Well, Rex is not weird, but weird.
He plays me on a break as far as weirdness goes.
No, he doesn't. Why is that? How did it go? What did he come down for? To see how you were. Did you? Anyhow, anything else, Don, you got in that little scribble book there? Okay, well... Rocket?
You need to sing Maxine for me.
I tell you what we didn't do. We were going to speak about the COVID stuff.
Oh, we're going to have that argument again, are we?
We're not going to have an argument. That's the trouble with you. If anyone disagrees with you, you always think it's an argument. You are incapable of having a robust conversation listening to the side that I might present as opposed to the side you give and coming to a consensus.
Have a listen to you projecting.
What?
Have a listen to you projecting.
No,
on
but
me.
Where I
had exactly
never,
what you do.
I didn't have an argument with you about
bullshit.
The COVID.
This is about the fact that he won't get his injection.
I didn't
he
say
refuses
that.
To get vaccinated.
I don't refuse.
Because you don't like being told.
I don't refuse.
Well, you're both the same.
Can I just ask you a question? And nobody. If you were to get the injection, you're fully vaccinated.
Yes. No, you're not.
Just shut
yeah,
up.
Just
please.
Shut
can
up.
I'm posing a question? Why can't you travel interstate? Because you're immune to the virus, aren't you?
You're if not you're immune. You can still carry it. You just won't get it.
Well, what's the
well,
point of
less chance of getting it. But you can still carry it.
No,
it's on you.
Don, you're spot on, Don.
Why
and this
you
is where the Rocket's logic disappears.
No, no, it's not. To me, this is logic. If you get immunised, vaccinated, you're immune to the
that's
disease.
That's correct.
So why can't you travel?
You can carry it still.
Well, so what's the point of the vaccination?
Spot on, Don. The Rocket is out on a limb.
I don't understand.
You understand what I mean? It's like a package can carry the
I don't
disease.
Understand why they're pushing about getting
you're
vaccination and you're not allowed to travel and whatever else because you
no, you're
it's confusing
if,
to me.
If you have the vaccination, what does it matter if the people around you don't have it? Because you can't get it.
That's what
and they can't give it to you because you've been vaccinated.
You're ignoring everything I told you before.
I'm on the contrary.
For a start, you don't become 100% immune.
So
right?
What's the point of the vaccination? Well,
yes, thank
well,
you.
If it's 90%, that's a lot better.
Oh,
isn't it?
Is it?
So who said it's 90%?
That's right.
And you've got to have three of them in a row. What they did, they've rushed it onto the market to make a political capital out of. They unseated Trump because he said.
Don't get onto Trump. Worry about the local thing. What about Hunt and Rudd? Did you see that yesterday? What a joke between two politicians. Rudd said that he pushed, went and spoke to somebody from Pfizer. Hence, we've got, more Pfizer. Hunt gets up and says, what a joke,
And there is too many queries about its effectiveness and its some of the deleterious effects it has on people who take
it. Just go and do the right thing and get it done, even for your own sake. You're 75 for crying out loud. Should definitely get it.
Why?
You've had respiratory problems in the last little while.
I don't mix with people.
You just told us about Hamish, you told us about Rex, sitting
in
a cafe
way.
Staring at women.
I yell. They stand quite a way away.
So there's plenty of vaccines on the market that we've taken, Donald. Well, you've had the measles one and the polio one.
I had the polio.
Shingles one and
no, I haven't had shingles.
In 1912 you had it. Let's be honest.
Diphtheria and catarrh.
No.
Do you know they've got very similar symptoms to COVID, those diphtheria and catarrh? And one of them
guitar,
is preventable.
What is it?
Catarrh.
Spelt with a G?
With a C.
That's where the World Cup is.
Catarrh. No, that's Qatar. Catarrh.
That's spelt with a Q.
Anyhow.
What's Catarrh?
That's the capital of. Is it?
Saudi Arabia or something?
I'm asking about the disease. What is Catarrh?
Catarrh is breathlessness. And that's one of the symptoms of COVID. And catarrh and diphtheria are preventable, are not preventable by vaccines, but COVID is, and they have very similar symptoms. It's a political ploy to get people to take a vaccine that they're not quite sure about at the minute. And if you exercise that right, actually not to do it until you're sure that it might be substantially worth your while to do it, it shouldn't worry anyone else who's taken it because if they take it, they've got no problems.
A friend
about
of mine,
getting
her father
infected.
Is in hospital, blood clot on the lung.
There you are.
So attributed, and he's probably getting our age.
Your age.
Yes.
John it was originally used as a political tool to unseat Trump because he went
Hey,
Don't listen, Don.
This is where you lose Don.
You can lose Don. This is Australia.
Don. He went into a program called Warp Speed to develop a vaccine, and as soon as he decided to get the vaccine developed, that stupid woman and that stupid man who's the president decided that it was no good because he said it was.
I need
and
a now coffee.
They've changed their
coffee,
tune
coffee
completely.
Break.
They are charlatans and frauds.
There is no button now.
We've all right, no, I do it. All right, no, not vaccine. I do the Daddy Cool.
Oh, that's right.
I'm open around the street late at night. Worry because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe. I spoke to your mum and I spoke... Get the fuck at the off. Spouse.